Ana Yanez Correa would like to tell lawmakers how many people benefit from going to drug court, but she can't because the data doesn't exist. Correa is the executive director of the Texas Criminal Justice Coalition.
Anything that addresses the issue of substance abuse, mental health in a more therapeutic way is going to definitely be more effective. Now, to what extent the effectiveness is, that's why it's important to keep data.
A bill by State Senator Joan Huffman, a Houston Republican, would create a mandate for tracking of these courts. If the measure becomes law, the lieutenant governor and speaker of the House would assign legislative committees to provide oversight. The governor's office would keep a central registry, and courts that did not provide data would fail to qualify for state and federal dollars. Senator Huffman says the state has at least 140 specialty courts.
But because there's no requirement that they register, we cannot be sure how many are actually operating.
Mark Levin is with the Conservative Texas Public Policy Foundation. He says people who go through this system are less likely to repeat the offense, which saves taxpayers money. He also says enhancing the specialty court system will build a more productive workforce.
About 20% of Texans adults have a criminal record, and we're seeing the labor market really get tighter, especially in some of these areas where they're doing fracking and so forth. They can't find enough truck drivers and other staff. And so I think that, frankly, we all benefit when people can overcome a drug habit, overcome a mental illness, and be productive and law-abiding. So I think we all have a stake in this.
If an offender doesn't follow the judge's orders, then he or she might spend time behind bars. But Levin says those who do stick to the program can get their records cleared. Texas established the drug court system in the early 1990s for nonviolent drug offense cases. They don't hand out a punishment, but instead aim to change the offender's behavior through recommending intervention and treatment. Other specialty courts include veterans, family, DWI, and prostitution courts. Some are for adults, others are for juveniles. The bill has already made it through the Senate. Today, it goes to the House Judiciary Committee, where lawmakers there will have a say. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.